Watch, assisted living residents, veterans in Alabama sing God Bless America in quarantine. By Kyle Morris on March 23, 2020. A group of Alabama assisted living facility residents, many of whom are United States military veterans, joined together while in quarantine during the deadly coronavirus outbreak to sing God Bless America. Residents at the Baldwin House, an assisted living facility located in Daphne, Alabama, made the best out of what they had while in quarantine by coming together as one. Misty Brown, the life enrichment coordinator for Baldwin House who recorded the performance, said the reason she shared the video to Facebook was to bring a little light into a dark time. The main objective in sharing this was to bring a little light into a dark time and to remind one another that unity is so important right now, Brown told Breitbart News. Brown explained that one resident at the facility, a veteran, wanted to remind everyone that unity is important and requested to lead the rendition of the famous patriotic song, which was written in 1918 by Irving Berlin during World War I. Brown said. Our resident, Mr. Nolan Hardwich, went to our executive director, Jane Carter, and asked if he could lead the others in God Bless America to help calm fears about COVID-19 and to help us remember that believing in our nation, our president, and working together would bring us through everything. I was blessed to be there to record it. Of the 30 residents we have living at our facility, around 6 of those happen to be war veterans, some of which served in World War II, Brown added in regards to many of those seen singing along in the video. Many nursing homes and assisted living facilities across the country have been quarantined for the last few weeks after it was revealed that the coronavirus takes a more serious toll on the elderly. President Donald Trump suggested earlier this month that nursing home facilities suspend all medically unnecessary visits. Trump said, "Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for the elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we're strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits," Trump added. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential traveling in crowded areas. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.